Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
After the hour, Money Pit time on the Good Day program. Now, wait a minute, there's a confusion here. Money Pit is a radio program in and of itself. How could one radio program collide with another radio program? Well, there's collusion in the collision, and that comes from, there's Kreidler's collusion in the collision. Tommy the K is here, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. You can get to them anytime by dialing 888-MONEY-PIT. Leave a question. They'll come up with a great answer. Send them an email, moneypit.com, all that good stuff. And therefore, I'm taking half of Tom's money starting now. And if I can't get at that, we'll get at some of your questions for Tom in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Many people believe today's media is biased, and to some degree, every organization is biased to perpetuate what they think is best for them. But if you know what you're looking for, you can spot bias. First, the social science of it. It's called the straw man argument. Complicated, but one easy way to spot this type of intentional bias is to listen up when television, radio, salespeople, or your best friend start their pitch with the phrase, "Some people say." After those three words, a false, misleading argument is usually inserted.
Just listen to what he has to say.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Biases everywhere, but you don't have to fall for it. When you hear another person begin a discussion with, "Some people say," bias may be in play, and you need to ask yourself, "Hey, why should I believe this?" More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, here with some helpful ideas based on your questions from your notes, your letters. Karen has a leaky roof thanks to summer storms. She wants to know if this is something that could be covered by homeowners insurance. Well, it could be covered by moving to another place, I suppose.
Well, it might be covered by homeowners insurance. See, the thing is that insurance is going to cover leaks that are termed sudden and incidental. Mm-hmm. And what that basically means is if your roof is leaking because it's just worn out, that's not going to be covered by insurance. But if you got a sudden summer storm and it's got high winds and it's driving that rain sideways and the roof leaks, then yeah, I think there's a really good chance that it could be covered. What I would do is I would contact a public adjuster. Not your insurance company, because a public adjuster is definitely going to have the right motivation to try to get the claim processed. Your insurance company is going to be motivated.
So does the public adjuster get paid a percentage of what
they
you
do.
Get
they
from
do.
The insurance
exactly.
company?
Exactly.
Is that what you used to do?
I find it's well worth it. And I wasn't an adjuster, but I've always recommended that tack because they work on a percentage, so they're only going to get paid if your claim goes through. And they know how to, you know, charge for everything in that claim, you know, every layer of paint, every dab of spackle, you know, they're going to make sure that everything that has to get in there is in there. So your claim is usually higher by using a public adjuster.
All right, next question comes from Thompson. What product would you recommend for cleaning kitchen cabinets, wooden kitchen cabinets? Light white oak, very dirty with grease, grime, and smoke residue. Yuck.
Well, the thing is, you want to start with gentle cleaners and work to more tough cleaners after that. I would start with something like a Murphy's oil soap and see how much that takes off. Then beyond that, if you've got some really bad grease spots, I would mix up some TSP, trisodium phosphate. It's a powder. You can mix it up to kind of a soapy consistency.
What about the ball guy? What's the name of the cleaner? Armand Hammer.
Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean. How about that?
I'll tell you what, those magic erasers rock. They work on a lot of things.
Those things are great.
Yeah. They work fantastic on walls.
All right, here's Lori who wants to repaint her wooden porch floor and the steps that go up there, but they have moss growing on them. How do I clean the steps of the moss?
Yeah, you got to get that moss off first, obviously. Yeah. So a couple of things. I mean, you could, if there's no plants in the area, you could just mix up a bleach and water solution and spray that on, let it sit, then scrub it off. If you're concerned about, you know, damaging landscaping, there's a product called Spray and Forget that you could basically spray that moss wait a few days and it will kill it. And once you get that moss off, you're going to have to sand that porch floor really well. And then I would apply an oil-based primer and an oil-based floor paint on top of that. And the reason I say oil-based for porch floors is because it's just a more durable product. It's a harder product when it dries, and it's not going to scratch and peel off as quickly as a latex-based paint.
I go out of my way to get oil-based paint. I had to go so far as to buy marine paint to paint some of the stuff in the barn now because it's hard to find.
Yeah, but it's tough stuff, isn't it?
Very tough stuff. It's very important to have good paint. I think latex paint sucks, frankly. So it's just, it's doesn't
I use
have
it on walls and ceilings and things like that. And trim, but on floors.
Yeah. Hi, Tom Kreidler here at your service and on your side from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.